Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tice.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from October 7th to October 13th. What did we see in terms of weather over the past week, and how did that affect harvest progress?
So late last week, it was pretty dry. It was fairly nice weather, but then once the weekend hit, particularly on Sunday, we had much of the province had rainfall, and then some of that rain turned into snow. So there was quite a bit of precipitation over the weekend, which halted any field work that producers were doing. So as of this week, 98% of the crops have been off. So are harvested anyway, but most crops are off the field right now. So producers were mainly just working to apply fertilizer, spray for weeds, harrow, that sort of thing. And then in terms of crops that are left out in the field, there's a little bit of canola, mustard, flax, chickpeas, and soybeans that are currently left out in the field. But again, most crops are off in the province and producers were mainly just working on field work. But of course, the moisture put a stop to that temporarily. A lot of the snow that did fall is melted, so producers are hopeful that they can get back out in the field in the next week or two before winter really sets in to wrap up any fertilizer application or any field work that they were previously working on.
How has the crop quality been holding out? What are the indications as far as yields, and what are the factors there?
So we don't have any new yield or crop quality data from last week's report. So what will be reporting here will be based on last week's report, but in 2 weeks we'll be releasing our final crop report where we'll have new yield information and then crop quality information as well. So yields this year are still above average for above historical averages for all crop types. So it's definitely been an above average year for crop production in the province. Spring wheat is yielding 51 bushels an acre, barley is yielding 71 bushels an acre, canola is yielding 42 bushels an acre, field peas are yielding 42 bushels an acre as well, and then lentils are yielding 1,922 pounds per acre. So a decent year overall, but we'll have more or updated information in 2 weeks for the final crop report. But in terms of the few crops that are remaining in the field, the fact that they got rained on and then snowed on as well, we're expecting to see a little bit of quality reduced in those crops that are still left out in the field. But like I said before, that's not too many. So overall, producers aren't too concerned about quality. And what I will say is that most producers, the rainfall and the snow that we got over the weekend was welcomed because soil moisture conditions were starting to get pretty dry there in the province. So they're happy to see some moisture here before winter really sets in.
How are moisture conditions looking heading into the winter as a result of this latest precipitation?
The precipitation we had over the weekend definitely helped soil moisture levels in the province. So prior to last week, less than half of provincial topsoils were adequate for moisture, and there were definitely more soils out there that were short of moisture than had adequate. But with the moisture we had over the weekend, approximately 60% of provincial topsoils have adequate moisture. So that's definitely a decent shape heading into the fall, but producers are certainly hoping to get more rain before freeze up and then plenty of snow this winter to help just further increase those soil moisture levels. In terms of places in the province, the eastern half of the province has decent soil moisture levels. They're rated as adequate in most of those areas. But then the further you go west along the Alberta border, Alberta-Saskatchewan border, that's where things start to dry off and soils are short of moisture, and that's where producers are certainly hoping to get plenty of rainfall in the coming weeks.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week or so?
So it really depends on what Mother Nature will give us. If snow melts and fields dry up, producers will certainly be getting back out into the field to either, number one, finish harvest if they still have crop out in the field, or just to wrap up any fall field work they were doing. So the moisture certainly helps producers that were looking to apply anhydrous ammonia. I know there's quite a few producers in the northern regions that have been applying anhydrous this fall, so I think that that moisture will definitely help their efforts there. And then, but if we get more snow, then it's possible that producers won't be able to get back out the field. So we really just have to wait and see what conditions will give us in the coming week.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, one more thing I'll add is that we asked our reporters on livestock feed supplies going into this winter. And for the most part, producers in pretty much all regions of the province indicated that they have adequate feed supplies for their livestock this winter. So that's certainly a positive sign coming from livestock producers heading into the winter. And hopefully those speculations hold true throughout the winter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.